Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 11 p.m. on the East Coast. This is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, along with my co-host, the fat man, Rob Fatone, who just informed me of something. Rob, you want to say something before our guest calls in?
I'll hold off on that. I don't know if I'm actually going to do it or not.
All right, fair enough. But tonight we have a very special, what should be a very positive show, as we are expecting the newest honorary member of the New Day, Sunny Boy, to be calling in very shortly.
I've actually done a little bit of research on him. It turns out he's a wrestler.
I think we'll let him do his.
Did you hit him up before the show started and remind him to call in and all that?
I've been posting it all day.
Well, just because you posted it, don't mean he saw it.
He's been retweeting everything that I post, so he knows.
Oh, you're using that tweet thing. I see. Okay.
I use Twitter. I use Facebook. He retweets it. He shares my tweets that get posted on Facebook.
I'm not a twit, so I'm not on that Twitter thing.
Well, you are a twit, but that's neither here nor there.
Hey, if you want to start shooting, we can go guns a blazing, Ace.
No, we're not going to do that this week.
Yeah, we'll save that for my show.
I had actually said something about that in a Facebook post, but apparently Facebook ate it.
Yeah.
So. But, yeah, hopefully he will be calling in the next few minutes.
Is there a time zone difference between us and him? Or?
No, there's absolutely not.
Okay.
He is in the same time zone as we are. But before he calls in, if anybody's caught SmackDown tonight, I think the feud.
I don't
want to
hear nothing. I got a DVR'd.
Well,
I don't
want to hear
nothing. I got
a DVR'd.
I'm going to actually watch it.
Without giving anything away.
Okay.
I think that the feud between Ziggler and Ambrose is probably one of the hottest feuds the WWE has had in quite some time. I think they're building it perfectly for this Sunday. And I think that is going to be one heck of a match.
I don't know. I kind of want to see I kind of want to see Lesnar and Orton. I know we've seen it back in the day and, you know, back when Randy first came in and he was still in the bicycle shorts and said Orton on the ass, you know. But I want to see it, you know, I want to see it now, you know. I want to see it as they've progressed and learned more and so on and so forth. I want to see that match. I think they're doing a good job of hyping that match. And I actually watched Monday Night Raw yesterday, you know, and the Heath Slater, Brock Lesnar thing, that was hilarious. I laughed my ass off.
I have to admit that I laughed about that, and I was pleasantly surprised when Brock Lesnar said he didn't give a shit about Heath Slater's kids. That was
and they didn't bleep it. They bleeped I don't give a shit. Your kids. No, they bleeped about.
I think they caught it like right in the middle and they
Dude, what I saw on my DVR was I don't give a shit about your kids or I don't give a shit of your kids. They bleeped out the word about
I heard pretty much I heard but I didn't hear it, so and remember if you're calling in to talk on Blog Talk Radio, please press 1. If you're calling in to talk on that chat, remember to please press 1. And we will get to you immediately. And I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, the newest honorary member of New Day, Sonny Boy, you are on the air.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing well.
Jake,
complain
about yourself.
Can y'all hear me fine?
I hear you loud and clear.
All right, that's good. All right. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just sitting here talking about the past couple of WWE shows. SmackDown tonight, which my co-host doesn't want spoiled. And Raw from last night, so...
Let's
get right into you.
Okay.
So tell us how the whole honorary member of New Day came about.
You want me to start from the beginning or just the part when I got picked?
Just start from the beginning.
All right. Well, first I got offered to come to Raw and also Battleground. And once I pretty much got there, you just wait for the opportunity to be used. You know, on Monday, they going through the show. They got the writers. They're doing everything, writing up the story and. Was going to figure out what's going to happen. And, you know, once again, you're hoping you hear your name be called so you have an opportunity to, be used for the night, got the word from one of the agents, that I was able to use me tonight and the New Day segment. I'm becoming honorary new member of the New Day. And we took it from there. I met the boys and we sat around back talking and, it pretty much, it went from there. Got placed out in the audience. They went through their whole promo and came around the corner to pick me. And that's
how we had it. I became Sonny Boy in a matter of, about 10 minutes?
Whole nerve-wracking experience, nerve-wracking is an appropriate word, but it's what we're going to use today. Nerve-wracking experience.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Just seeing it firsthand was just about, mind-blowing, Dream come true. It should be the best word, dream come true. Dream came true.
I heard that. Rob, you sound like you're wrestling something over there.
Nah, I'm just in the car going down the road, brother.
You are always in the car when we do this show.
Yeah, well, last week I was Pokemon hunting. I mean, this week I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah,
Yeah, you got to poke him out hard. You got to. You know, that's life. Pokemon Go is life.
Oh, yeah.
What level you on?
I'm on level 20.
Oh, okay, cool. Ha, I'm on level 21. What's the fun part is I'm battling my mother, and she's been dying to get ahead of me. Now she's on 22.
Yeah. So I was doing a little bit of research on you, and I found out that you do some wrestling yourself. You want to give us a little bit of insight on that? Your background on that?
I used to wrestle by the name of 2011, but practically July 25th, 2015. That's when I somewhat stopped wrestling Mustafa. I say somewhat, still might, probably very rare, you know. He's been wrestling as Mustafa Sultan from Persia. Gimmick similar to Rikishi's with Abdul with a butcher look and kind of a Iron Sheik style anger, you know, Iran number one type feel. Mustafa normally doesn't talk, just like how the Sultan didn't back in the mid-90s, early 90s. Pretty much ran with that towards me on the East Coast for like 5-6 years.
Now, how'd you get into this?
Started training at Gilbert Pro Wrestling Academy. That's where I trained at, you know, graduated. And the excellent trainers there, Dwayne Gilbert himself, and Reverend Rich Myers and Earl Pro, the trainers that was there, pretty much suggested the gimmick for me. They came up with the idea. And I pretty much took it by storm. The original idea they had for me was kept saying Limbo. And I showed them pretty much my image of Mustafa, and it pretty much took off from there. And I had thanked them guys a lot at Gilbert Professional Wrestling Academy because they pretty much helped me get me on my way, helped me pretty much stay in the business and stay relevant with an actual character.
Now, you say you slowed down probably about 2015. Is there particular reason why? I didn't catch you said there was a reason why or what?
2016 because of Sonny Boy. The Sonny Boy movement started, so it kind of slowed down Mustafa's momentum. It's more, people concerning or want to concern or inquire about Sonny Boy versus Mustafa. So it kind of just slowed that down a little bit. Mustafa is a serious heel, and we all know Sonny Boy is a complete super fan, Mark babyface.
I got you.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to be two polar opposites.
Right. You know, he's trying to play a heel and not terrorist, but just a heel on a show, a foreign heel. But he just did an autograph sign if I had the audience as a babyface. It's like pretty much not going to work if you don't get the reaction you want once.
Yeah, I could see how that would definitely kill your heel heat.
Yeah. And the last time I got in the ring, probably Saturday before last. I had a couple of Sonny Boy fans screaming Sonny Boy as I was being Mustafa. You know, so I'm glad it didn't catch on too much, but the laws in the crowd, you know, that will really kill any and all kinds of people.
Now, where all have you done shows at, and what would be your favorite match and your worst match?
Favorite match, probably against, what would be my favorite? I don't want to say the wrong match. It's like, oh, no, that's my favorite. It probably will be, I'll say between my debut match, the debut of the character with Chuck Lennox versus Chuck Lennox, or my match with Tommy Dreamer, WWC4. I work at WWC4 a lot. I work for PCW and MCW, ECWA, Force One that was located in New Jersey, Wild Wrestling up in Brooklyn, Florida, a couple of Spider Florida. They used to be NWA Ring Warriors at the time, but they admit they changed their name. LCW in Lancaster, PA, they also changed their name too. Violet Pro Wrestling, ACPWA, it's been a ton of places, pretty much. I want to say the East Coast. I was pretty much a weekend warrior. Every weekend I was somewhere else, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. worst match. I know one thing. It's not on tape. You won't be able to find it. It was a cluster. You know, there was too many people in it. One of them was the organization. No one listening. Just following the lead of one. It was just too many people. And I can remember exactly. It had to be at least 14 or more people outside of the ring. And it was like, I think it was like a 5-on-5 tag match. Or it could have been an 8-man tag match. And you just had so many people on the outside of the ring. Because you had a faction out there that was just completely deep in members, like the NWO. And it still didn't make sense. You got all these people on the outside of the ring, and we still want to lose. So it just don't make sense. It's like, how can it be possible? We got too many people distracted. We got too many people to hop in and do something. There's just so much going on. And it was just like, I can't believe I'm sitting here right now. One of the moments you wish you could just leave the ring and walk to the back.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually experienced some of those, and I did leave the ring and, well, leave ringside and walk to the back.
Yeah,
I've had a couple experiences like that.
I actually did that once in my younger Mustafa days. R2 had a missed cue, and along with the ref, and it was just one going nowhere. It was just like, you need to get to the back. And I just said, fuck it, I just went to the back. And then I hit him one time and said, fuck it, I'm walking right to the back. And I just couldn't save it no more. It was just dead. It was just, you know, it was like, other people that I know, other workers, I'm cool, was like, you wasn't selling for him and he wasn't selling for you. So it's just a whole bunch of no selling going back and forth. And we get the ref screaming up some orders and none of us can hear it. And one person not feeding who the refs they do. One person trying, it was just dead. It's like, this is everybody get to the back, so I'm going to go home. You know, so I just have to get it. Yeah. But that's not on tape.
Yeah,
I got something I wish wasn't on tape.
I've been involved in some interesting things that I wish weren't on tape as well. So, do you have any scheduled appearances with WWE again?
Everything is pretty much to be determined. They pretty much won't ever know. I just tell everybody to keep watching. I don't like to give out no type of spoiler or a potential spoiler. So they'd be like, well, no, you told too many people and now you gotta wait longer. So I just pretty much just tell everybody to keep watching. Something should be coming up abruptly. Hopefully.
That's understandable.
I like back in the day when wrestling surprised you, you know, when before the internet took over. You know, wrestling used to catch your attention and you all in your feelings, you kind of butt hurt or surprised or what just happened. You didn't know, you know, what was going on. It's like,
right.
Not trying to predict it. I bet you so many people within the last few weeks was expecting for me to come out with the drama that's been going on with the New Day and the Club, you know, and with the Big E man taking out. You know, I've been to a lot of people that just swabbing down. I was going to come.
Huh?
And some people that's been inboxing, like, I thought you was going to come out and help today. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's good to keep that surprise going. And you either make them wait if they do it or if they don't do it. You know, it's still a you know, surprise message. And that's
absolutely,
to me, the best. Well, that's because of the internet wasn't around. And so many spoilers and leaks. Could you imagine could you imagine right now going back in or having no internet and watching wrestling right now? No Facebook, no Twitter. You can say it in MySpace, but you ain't got no Facebook and no Twitter, no other social media outlets. YouTube really not running. You barely got MySpace. It was funny. Let's take MySpace out. You just got Black Planet and AOL.com.
Who the hell is still using AOL?
Right?
Actually, I can't say that because I know somebody's still using Netscape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I still have my AOL account. You got mail. I still have my AOL account. Hardly ever use it, so I still have it.
I think my mice shut down recently because, yeah, I haven't been on it in like 8 years.
I shut my MySpace down 9-10 years ago when Facebook first came out.
And then I go back and forth and check on it every now and then. I should do it right now.
To be honest, I completely forgot what my MySpace password was, and
yeah,
haven't been on it.
I feel.
So, I'm not worried about it. So, but Rob, you're the co-host.
Ace, you're the host.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I've asked the questions I got. Well, okay, well, I could dip into some of my old questions.
Oh, boy.
How do you feel about the, I know a buddy of mine, you know, we had him on the show, IWA Mid-South. I don't know if you heard of it. You probably have, probably not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they recently had the king of the death matches. Unfortunately, you know, Joseph Schwartz lost. But he went on to go to Michigan to win Lord of the Deathmatch. How do you personally feel about the deathmatches, and would you ever participate in the tournament?
Probably no. Not as Sunny Boy. as far as the deathmatch, is I even contemplate going? It was just thumbtack. As far as you'll see me go, maybe a few chair shots and a thumbtack. But it was like I couldn't see myself. The main thing, I said, is the pay going to be worth it when I get in the shower? And that damn water hits every cut that you got going on your body. You know, that's, and then if I go to work, people look at me funny after it. Like, why is there a big gash going upside my head? Or why is my arm still bleeding? I work with children. So, like, why is my arm bleeding? Well, face 5 different colors, you know. So I always thought about that part too as well. And hey, I respect them guys that's doing it. I love to watch it, you know, but I don't think I would ever do one. As far, I mean, like I said, the most as far as I would go is some thumbtacks. You know, I did a Fans Bring the Weapons match and with Samu, and you know, we brought fire into play. We, you know, we had every single weapon we could think of. Some shit that would give you staff infection, we had to put to the side. And we noticed some of it while we was already in the ring. But other than that, that's probably one of the closest I would get to a death match.
Have you ever used a double kitchen sink?
No.
That's fun times right there.
Yeah. That's not. I've seen what the effects of those can be.
It's
oh, yeah.
It will hurt.
Yeah, those are not fun. But, well.
Where do you see yourself as the Sunny Boy gimmick in about 5 years? Do you see yourself still doing it, or do you think you're going back to your other gimmick?
I think I see myself still doing it, especially if I can, get an invite back. I think I'd be able to keep on going 5 years from now with it. I'm still doing it. I'll still do both. That's no problem, for me. It's just a pain. Like, I do both. I can't, do Sunny Boy at all. Try to kayfabe Sunny Boy. As long as people don't know I'm already Sunny Boy. A lot of people really believe Sunny Boy is just a fan that was just actually got invited into the ring. They don't even realize I've been wrestling since 2009, so which is a good thing. It helped Sunny Boy character out, and it kind of helped Mustafa's character out, because if they don't associate the two, then it's good. But normally, places I go, people already know the difference. Yeah.
You ever thought about putting your other gimmick under a mask?
I thought about it. I have one mask, but I think they already would know. Hey, Mustafa's underneath this. Sunny Boy's underneath this. That's Sunny Boy. I have a few in my bag. One that completely covers your face, and one that covers half my face and has a little ponytail at the end of it. And which might be able to work, or at least some paint or something. I thought of it. Which would be kind of fun to do and kind of difficult to do as well. Because Mustafa already doesn't talk. So to show facial expression underneath a mask, be almost impossible to mask up to show how I'm upset or not.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah, just by facial, just by facial recognition, that's all. There's other ways to show. It's one of the easiest ways, I get over with heat from Mustafa. Is by, facial expression. Because like I say, he doesn't talk. Facial expression and body language.
Yeah, when you're a heel that doesn't talk, you kind of need your facial expressions to get the point across sometimes.
Yeah.
But, well, I think we've exhausted all of our questions, actually. So, I thought this interview would actually go a little bit longer. And I hate to cut it short, but I do want to thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Got anything you want to plug real quick? Any shows you're going to be at?
Oh, yeah. This Saturday, August 20th, ACW. Denton, Maryland. Sunny Boy is taking on the also now famous James Ellsworth, the man with the two hands, the fighting two hands. We're going to be getting it on in the ring this Saturday. Then ACW, Denton, Maryland, look it up. If you can make it, please come on down. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. And I'm a Sunny Boy, I-M-A-S-O-N-N-Y-B-O-Y. That's actually a Twitter handle. I have a fan page. It's on Facebook. It's Sunny Boy, I-T-S, then spell out Sunny Boy, S-O-N-N-Y-B-O-Y. And pretty much everyone got me on Facebook already as Sunny Boy with an E. And don't forget the Instagram, Sunny Boy, semicolon rocks, R-O-C-K-S. I'm on all social media outlets. If you inbox me questions, I try my best to get to everybody's question or concern or whatever's going on. So you got to remember, there's a lot of people inboxing me. But if you leave your question, and I'll shortly get back to you. No problem. I have also ProWrestlingTees.com. Just type in ProWrestlingTees/KeepItSunny. You'll go straight to my Pro Wrestling Tees store. Cop yourself a shirt. And thank you. I love everybody for the support. And please keep the Sunny Boy movement going. I'm always on Facebook going live, asking questions, asking silly, or fighting my son at Walmart. Random ladder matches for the top show item. Just keep up and keep following. And again, thank you for the support.
Well, thank you for being here. Well, thank you for Thank you for being here, and that was Sunny Boy. Seems like a really great guy. So, Rob, you got anything you want to plug or?
How you go host an hour show and only interview the guy for 20 minutes?
That was closer to 25, but.
Closer to the way you rounded up.
I'm rounding up by like 2 minutes.
Still, though. Come on, Ace. Get your head in the game.
My head's in the game. My head's always
Ace. So, what do you might as well, I know you want to talk about it. You might as well start talking about SmackDown. Go ahead. I don't care. I'll watch it anyway. I'll fast forward it.
No, I'm not even going to mention. I'm not even going to talk about that because, you know what, it was just interesting. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay.
Best SmackDowns I've seen in a while. I personally think it was the best live SmackDown they've had.
I thought Raw was a little lackluster this week. Like, it could have been better, and last week's Raw was better than this week's Raw. This week's Raw, they didn't really do much. I mean, I understand they got a pay-per-view Sunday, but still,
exactly.
I mean,
that's why this week's Raw should have been a lot better. Because of the pay-per-view this Sunday. Although I did enjoy the Finn Balor Seth Rollins face off.
Yeah, and did you hear about the guy that tried to jump in the ring?
I saw it, and I saw his head. But
people who do that drive me absolutely crazy.
The video I saw, Rollins actually shoved the guy, and it, he stumbled backwards, and security got him.
I didn't even see that. All I saw was the guy's head, and I didn't see that Rollins shoved him, but apparently, according to a report I saw this afternoon, the guy had a knife.
Oh, I didn't see a knife.
The guy had a
knife
on him. The guy, according to what I heard, the guy had a knife on him. I don't know if he had the knife out or anything like that, but apparently the guy had a knife on him when he was detained.
He was trying to pull the Jerry Jacobs and stab a motherfucker.
But you're getting in there with trained professional athletes. Just don't do it. That's stupid. And if you think that a guy that's Seth Rollins' size can't kick your ass, he's a trained professional athlete, and he's going to kick your ass, most likely, if he gets
the thing. I kind of want to make a trip to Florida and go jump the barricade at TNA.
You do that, Rob.
I mean, seriously, the only person that got in TNA that could whoop my ass is Bobby fucking Lashley.
And if you try to jump in the ring with Lashley in there, guess what?
I ain't stupid enough to jump in the ring with Lashley.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll jump in on that James Storm or that one guy that Maria is running around with. That guy's a douche. I want to kick him in the face. I like that guy.
I forget what they're calling him now, but I know who you're talking about, Mike Bennett.
Yeah, the Miracle Mike Bennett. That's what it is.
Yeah, the Miracle. Yeah.
Yeah.
One
He's such a fucking
the
douche
planet,
that I like him.
That's because you're a douche.
No, I'm an asshole. He's a douche. Get it straight.
And we both know that one of your favorite people in the world is Nicholas Davidson.
Not really.
And
he's an asshole, too.
He's the douche of all douches. Since he's the asshole of all assholes.
Hey, John Edwards won Douche of the Galaxy, okay? Biggest douche in the galaxy. South Park said so.
Well, I called Nicholas Davidson the asshole of all assholes, so.
I don't know about all that. I mean, I can out-asshole Nicholas Davidson.
I don't know about that.
I do have
and
an ex-wife
reason,
that turned lesbian.
Well, that just, that speaks more to your ability in the sack, apparently, than anything.
Yeah, I ruined her for other men.
Completely off the rails, so let's try to get back to professional wrestling.
Well, you were trying to end the show, and I'm trying to keep it going, you know, have a conversation.
No, I wasn't trying to end the show. I ended that interview. I wasn't trying to end the show.
Then why were you asking me
what?
If I had anything to plug? You're not supposed to get the plug to the end of the interview or the end of the show.
I always try to plug everything as much as possible.
This Thursday, 10 p.m. FWA Radio.
Okay, you could have waited till the end of the show for that one, but...
Well, you said you like to get plugs out, so I figured I'd throw a plug in there. You're confusing me, Ace, damn it.
No, that's Ace Diamond, not Ace Damn It, Ace Diamond.
Listen here, Ace Damn It.
Anyway, let's discuss this past weekend. I know you had a show or shows. So why don't we
discuss that?
Actually,
I only did one show this weekend.
You only did one show.
I only did one show. That's really all I felt I needed to do this weekend. Is, you know.
Well, let's talk about that.
Tough wasn't at home. Tough wasn't at home. They were on the road, and I didn't feel like doing a road show with them. So I did the show over in Warsaw, Indiana, for a company called FWS. I believe it's Funkified Wrestling Federation. You know, I took a couple of guys with me. You know, I ain't gonna mention any names, but I took a couple of guys with me, and we went up there and we invaded their Battle Royal or Firestorm Royal Rumble match thing, whatever it was. I forgot. I took a blow to the head. It was a good show. We were on there with Nick Cutler and Congo Kong, your JCW Heavyweight Champion, and you know, met some my friend of mine that I met at IWA Mid South, Aiden Blackheart. You know, he was down there, and Shane Mercer, he was down there, and a lot of good talent that they had down there on that card. You know, and it was actually refreshing to get back out on the road and work with some great talent for a change after staying where I've been staying for a minute. You know.
You mean tough?
No.
Okay.
Damn it, Ace.
I just had to clarify what you were saying.
Well, next time, don't clarify it if I ain't trying to clarify it. Don't make me come to the studio to kick you.
You can't get in the studio.
Oh, I get in the studio. My car drives right through the. My car would drive right through that, right through them fortified steel doors.
I don't think so.
Dude, I drive a tank. Come on. It's a 1992 Grand Marquis. I can drive through your doors.
You always
my car
drive
is
the biggest cars.
That's because I'm a big guy. I mean, I got to have a lot of room.
Yeah, you are a big guy. But...
but yeah, all in all, it was a good weekend. I mean, the only thing that really sucked about it was the 4-hour drive up and the 4-hour drive back and the company of the guys that I was keeping. And, I mean, two of the guys ended up making out, one from the back seat, one from the passenger seat. You know, they met in the middle and started making out. And one of the guys was trying to molest the other two in the back seat. And one of them was tripping balls off some shit he did earlier in the day. And it was somewhat entertaining, but pretty nerve-wracking trying to drive.
Knowing who you drove with or who you went up there with, and I know who you went up there with, and I won't mention any names to protect the not-so-innocent.
Yeah.
That really doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like I said, it was...
None of what you just said surprises me at all.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of which, I just remembered I need to talk to you tomorrow. So I will remember to call you probably around noon.
All right, that works. Yeah, you usually tell me you need to talk to me on the air and then forget to call me.
Yeah, well, this is kind of important.
Yeah, and what we talked about earlier, I'm not gonna leave you high and dry. I'm waiting, I'll wait on that.
Okay, good.
I'll help you out a little bit longer.
I appreciate that because you're an excellent co-host.
Well, I thank you.
I won't say you're the best co-host I've ever had. I won't say you're the worst co-host I've ever had. You're about the fifth co-host I've had, so.
I will say this, though. You know, FWO Radio is looking for a co-host. You can contact me on Facebook. And we could try out, you know, do some tryouts, you know. Everybody's favorite term right there, you know, because I don't know if you listened last week, but we discussed some tryouts that were recently had, and everybody loves the word tryout. So hit me up on Facebook and you can try out.
Everybody loves that word. It does seem like that word was thrown around an awful lot last week. So... but that's all we're going to talk about as far as last week goes. We're not going to discuss anything further, although I know I'm sure there's some people out there that would love to discuss the events of last week. But,
and just in case those of you that's missed it, you can catch that episode of FWO Radio on Vlog Talk Radio / FWO Radio.
And be sure to tune in this week, this Thursday at 10 p.m., where we have Dangerous Damian Cass and returning for a second week in a row at the request of Dangerous Damian Cass, Ghetto Fabulous Mike Malakas, and an hour and a half in-depth interview just like we did last week.
And just like last week, I may call in and listen. Hopefully not to get put on the spot again like I was last week.
Yeah, I apologize again for that, Ace. I like I said, I kind of wanted to hear your rebuttal, so I put you on. And again, you gave me a sparkler at a kid's birthday instead of, you know, fireworks.
Yeah, well, you know, at the time you put me on, I wasn't exactly prepared for anything. So, and actually last week when I was supposedly going to drop, I'll just go ahead and say it, when I was supposedly going to drop a pipe bomb on
That was last week. I did two shows last week.
That was last week. Yes, you did. When I was supposedly going to drop a pipe bomb on the world, I kind of fizzled out, and that was... But you know what? My opinion really is not that important to most people, so... As far as I'm concerned, it is what it is.
Yeah, but Ace, you know, I mean, your opinion, you know, even if some people don't, you know, don't value your opinion is still important. Your opinion is still entertainment. And, you know, like I said, I wanted to hear your rebuttal, your opinion, tamed. And that's what this business is. It's an entertainment business, Ace, and we're both in it for entertainment, and I thought it was entertaining.
You thought that was entertaining?
Well, it was for me.
I'm glad I could entertain you.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of sitting back like dance, puppets, dance.
Speaking of entertaining, I completely lost my train of thought.
I kind of gathered that by the silence after you said, speaking of entertainment.
Yeah, no clue what I was about to say. I think
that's because you're not very entertaining, Ace.
Screw you, fat boy.
Hey, did you ever get your award in the mail yet?
My award?
Yeah, the award. You never got your award?
What award is that?
It was a nice plaque, you know, for best kept gimmick ever.
Oh, you're funny.
I'll see what happens. I'll see what happened to it. I'll bring it to a show, and you can just run right down to the ring and grab it.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, I love you, Ace.
You know, if I didn't like you so much, I'd probably fire you.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first time I got fired for something, now would it?
No, it wouldn't. As a matter of fact, I don't think it would be the first time I fired you.
No, I don't think it would be either. I actually just got a request text message. They want to hear the plugs again.
So I'm gonna go ahead and throw another plug out there. Apparently, this Thursday, FWO Radio, 10 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/FWO Radio. I'll be putting it all on Facebook. You can go get the call in number there. Call in, talk to DDK and myself and Ghetto Fabulous. Also, don't miss Tough Pro Wrestling. Got two shows this week. One show's in Camden at the ball ground there, block away from the school there in Camden. And they'll be back home, 6972 South Dixie Highway in Franklin, Ohio. You can catch them there, bell time 7:30. Also, you can catch Ace Diamond every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock right here on Matt Chat. Throw that one out there for you.
I appreciate that. And as soon as this show ends, I will be working on a guest for next week.
If you need me, I'll see if I can take one up for you.
I think I can probably manage. But
a fucking crabby, are you serious? How the fuck is a 5-damn-kilometer egg going to give me a fucking crabby? Oh, I'm still in the air. Sorry.
Yeah, about that. Are you playing Pokemon Go?
I've been playing Pokemon Go the entire show, buddy.
I figured you were, considering you spent the majority of the beginning of the interview with Sunny Boy talking about it, which actually got us.
Well, I mean, the guy asked me what level I was. I had to answer him. I couldn't be rude.
Probably extended the interview a little bit longer than it really would have been if he hadn't been.
Somebody's dumbass just hit something in a parking lot.
Hit something.
I don't know. We were here at Jungle Gyms hitting the Pokestops, and they hit something.
Interesting.
Yeah. These idiots over here in Eastgate can't drive, Ace.
Yeah, that's pretty much all of Ohio. Or all of Southwest Ohio, anyway.
Yeah, I know the other night I was out here playing Pokemon Go, and there was this mini fan. We got these new turnabouts over here, and you know what a turnabout is. They put something in the middle of the road, you got to drive around it. It's kind of retarded. But anyway, this minivan just got in the wrong lane and was driving like they were in Europe around the turnabout.
Wow.
Yeah. I sat there and I thought to myself, you know what? I bet you that's Ace Diamond driving that minivan.
Screw you, fat one. And yes, I realized that I said your name incorrectly.
Yeah, well,
obviously,
cool.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Because you don't deserve my respect when you say shit like that.
Yeah, well.
Because I actually do respect you more than most people.
Yeah. When are you going to come back and manage me, Ace?
I don't know
you
if
can't
I'm
let, you,
ever
you can't let
come
that
back.
Old fart. You can't let that old fart Uncle Simon have all the fun now, can you?
I don't know if I'm ever going to be back, although that is actually of why I need to talk to you.
Okay.
So, like I said, I'll call you tomorrow, and we'll handle business then.
All right.
See, I don't want to promote myself or, well, except for the show. During this show, unless there's something that I know for sure that I can promote.
Yeah.
Which actually gives me an idea for a guest next week. I may have to hit him up to see if he's got everything he's got all of his ducks in a row and everything's worked out. There may be something to promote next week. Did you just quack?
All right, well. No. What are you hearing, shit, Ace? Change your medicine.
Apparently
God.
I am. I don't pay. Well, that's a lie. But anyway. I take a lot of medicine, actually.
Have you been hanging out with my mom hitting that crack pipe, Ace?
No.
Okay.
And even
say,
if it is true,
my
you
mom
shouldn't say things like that about your mother.
Hey, my mama is a proud 28-year crackhead, okay?
Wow.
She likes guys like you, Ace. 28.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, yeah. My mom likes guys like you, Ace. She can steal your wallet. You can't chase her.
Wow. But while we're about out of time, we're quickly running out of time. So, any upcoming shows you want to promote other than the ones you already have?
Yeah, I got the 26th, which is this Friday, over in Richmond, Indiana. RCCW brings you back to school. After that, September 11th, I will be up in Michigan for IBW and Rude Boy. So if you're in the area, don't forget to check out those shows. And as always, I can be found at Facebook.com/ the Fat Man Rob Fatone or FWO for life to stay current on all the FWO events. And what the hell, one more time. So it out there, Thursday night, 10 p.m., FWO Radio, Dangerous Damian Cass and Ghetto Fabulous. Be sure to tune in for that. That's going to be one hell of a shoot interview. Let's put it this way, Ace. Compared to your fizzle last week, it's going to be Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, won't surprise me. I also want to go ahead and say next week, be sure to tune in on Matt Chat, 11 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday night. Don't know who his guest is going to be yet, but I will let everyone know as soon as I have the information. But for the Fat Man Rob Fatone, I'm Ace Diamond. Good night, everybody. We're
You want to see if you get Colonel Sanders or the Burger King?